Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast. I'm your host, Deneen White. Today, I'm so excited to introduce everyone to Blessing Lee. She is a freshman in high school who has decided that it is time for her to pursue her dream as an actor. She and her family have emigrated here to the United States from a country that was persecuting them due to their religious beliefs. So I cannot wait for you to hear her story of how she and her family moved here so that she could have a good life and so that she could pursue her dream. Hi, Blessing. How are you today?
Hi, Deneen. I'm doing good. Thank you. You?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, to get started, this is probably going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your whole day. Can you start by telling me a little bit about yourself?
Yes. Well, I am Blessing Lee, and I'm 14 years old. I originally came from Burma, but I am now currently living in Nashville, Tennessee.
Awesome. How do you like Nashville compared to Burma?
Well, there's not a lot of family here, but it's pretty good. Yeah, I've lived here for about more than 3 years. So, it's actually pretty good.
That's awesome. So, Blessing, can you tell me what made you decide that you wanted to get into the entertainment industry? And can you tell me a little bit about what your goals are in the entertainment industry?
Yes. Well, I decided about, 4 years, and I was in the sixth grade. And I don't know. I guess I got inspired. I really wish I could remember exactly what it was, but now that I think about it, I guess I've always kind of been interested in the film industry because my dad, and
you're breaking up a little bit. What did you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, I said my dad was a singer and actor back in Burma, so
okay,
that may be connected to why I could be interested. And I don't know, I guess I've always just loved and enjoyed cinema and just films in general. And, I always analyze how actors are able to portray their characters and just, you know, become this entire different person within a matter of seconds. So that was kind of, what piqued my interest.
That's awesome. So are you pursuing acting? Are you pursuing music? Are you pursuing modeling? Are you pursuing all of the above?
I mostly acting, but I am interested in music. Definitely not modeling.
Okay.
Yeah. Acting mostly.
Awesome. Cool. Now, I know you when you and I first spoke, you told me you're just starting a new high school. So do you have an opportunity to do theater in your new high school?
I do. I'm in this production, A Mamma Mia. I think I've told you that. And it's a bit hard because I don't really know anybody there. But, I want to get the experience I need. So I'm kind of getting out of my comfort zone and doing stuff like this. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And now I'm going to have the song Mamma Mia in my head for the next 2 days. Thank you very much, Blessing.
You're welcome.
That's awesome. So what is it that excites you about being a part of a production and being an actor?
Well, there is a ton of things. The obvious ones would be, being on set and working with different actors, you know, and just, I guess, being famous and just getting to go to a bunch of events reserved for celebrities. But personally, it's all of these things too, but it's also being able to put your talent to use and, like, share it with the world. And doing a job that you're passionate about is, like, it's really important, because if you're doing something that you love, I think Alicia has said this once, it's not really working. So,
yeah,
that's kind of what I look forward to. And,
yes,
so
true.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, did you have more to add? I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. No, yeah, that's it.
Awesome. Now, are you finding, especially being a freshman in high school, are you finding that being a part of the theater production is helping you to make new friends because you're hanging out with people who have the same goals that you do, or at least want the same interests?
I did meet some people, I don't really know anybody there since, you know, it's in the middle of downtown. I go to Hume Fog, and it's kind of hard, but I guess that's, you know, that's the price you kind of have to pay if you want to be able to sort of get out of your comfort zone and do stuff to get experience.
Yeah, like, I know a lot of people, excuse me, who did theater when they were in high school, and it definitely helped to develop some long-lasting friendships. So I'm sure that that's something that's going to help you as well. Because, I've talked to you a couple times, and you have such a great personality that I can't imagine the other kids in the theater being like, oh, my gosh, we can't stand her. So I'm sure that you're going to make a lot of really good friends as you go along.
Thank you, Deneen.
You're welcome. So let's see here. So what is your big goal? Okay, so I know you want to be an actor. Like, do you want to act in on Broadway? Do you want to act in films? Like, what's your big goal? Excuse me.
Well, I've always dreamed of, like, going on television, like movies, films especially. And I know, like, everybody starts out small and humble, and I'm okay with that. I just, I'm just focusing on the start right now. So hopefully it'll eventually lead to bigger things.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. So how did you hear about VIP Ignite, Blessing? You're one of my youngest podcast interviewees, by the way.
Oh, that's actually not surprising.
So how did you hear about VIP Ignite?
It was actually on Instagram. I was just scrolling through stories, and then your ad popped up, and then I guess I just wanted to, like, see for myself, and I signed up and, like, did everything, and then the Underground live audition, I saw that one, and yeah, and now I'm here.
That's awesome. So obviously you have the support of your parents. How did your parents feel when you went up to them? You were like, hey, Mom and Dad, this is what I want to do. Were they like, oh, goodness, oh, good grief, or were they excited for you?
Well, at first there was, like, some doubt, I guess. But they eventually warmed up to my idea and, like, what I'm passionate about. And they're really supportive. They're very supportive. My dad talked about, like, how when he wanted to do what he wanted, like, be an actor, an artist, back in his country, his parents weren't, like, fully – well, they weren't, like, supportive at all, really.
Okay.
So he had to, like, do all these things by himself. And that really inspired me. And it made me, like, so grateful to have, like, my parents as my parents.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that you're grateful that your parents are so supportive, because I know a lot of people, like, I spoke to someone today who actually was at, we had a big event this weekend in New York City, and I spoke, and he was telling me how his family isn't supportive of him. I'm like, that makes me really sad. Like, he's not much older than you, actually, but his cousin was kind of making fun of him, and he was like, yeah, you know, I know you went there and you said you had a great experience, but I still think it's a scam. And I felt so bad for him because he's like I feel like we all need someone in our lives that will support us and cheer us on and be excited for us. And I just felt so terrible that he had that experience. So I'm really glad that your parents are supportive. Otherwise, you and I probably wouldn't be on the phone right now either, right?
Yeah.
Or on this podcast.
Yeah, that's thank awesome. God.
Yes, exactly. Thank God. God gave you some good parents, Blessing.
He did.
So, how do you think that working with VIP Ignite is going to help you achieve your goals?
Well, I'm going to be attending the event in LA next year, and I feel like that's going to be like the actual, like, really starting point, because there's going to be like all these people that Alicia mentioned, and I'm very psyched about it. I cannot wait, and hopefully hopefully I meet some people that can help me start out my career, and that's what I was going to say.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to meet you. I can't believe I have to wait until next summer to meet you, but I can't wait to meet you. I get so excited to meet all of my podcast people at these events. It's just very exciting to see how everyone grows too.
Right. I can't wait to meet you. I mean, I've seen you before, but I want to actually get to know you by looking at your face.
I know. So we can hug it out and all. It'll be awesome. That's the best part about going to events for me. I get to see people oh my gosh, hug. It's a big hug fest.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So do you have a particular actor that you look up to that you're like, wow, I want to model my career after this person?
Well, I think I mentioned this before, but Robin Williams, he's amazing. He was a true inspiration for me, because when I saw him on Good Will Hunting and Jumanji and all of his movies, I was just so, so inspired by his performance.
Yeah. It's amazing how one man can play so many diverse roles and be so excellent at all those things.
Yes. I mean, he does comedics and, dramatic and just everything.
So is it his diversity that inspires you, or what is it about him particularly that inspires you?
That's part of it. I think for me, it's mostly, I don't really know how to explain it. He's just, I don't know. He just really, I just became, instantly interested in him as soon as, I saw his movies. And I don't know.
Okay.
It's something about him.
Some people just have that thing that you can't really explain that you're just attracted to. And I think he's definitely that for a lot of people.
Yeah. And my current one would be Timothée Chalamet.
Okay. And tell me about Timothée Chalamet.
Well, I saw a couple of his movies, Miss Stevens and Call Me By Your Name. And, he is extravagant. I feel like this is so common, but, it's not even, about his appearance. Although he's beautiful, it's his performance and how he portrays his characters so, so intimately. He's so, you can almost see him in his characters. And he's really great.
That's awesome. So something I've learned over interviewing about 200 people on this podcast is that the most successful people in the entertainment industry are the people that have a really big reason why they want to be successful. Because you can love all the things, but if you don't have a really big why, then it can get hard really quickly. Because when you're first starting out, unfortunately, like, as you know, like, there, you'll hear a lot of no's before you hear yeses. So what is the reason that you have chosen, especially at the age of 14, to pursue a career in the entertainment industry?
Well, this is going to be kind of a long story. I was originally from Burma, and there were a lot of discriminations going on against Christians. And so eventually we had to move to Malaysia to be able to come to the United States. And there was just this whole process managed by the UNHCR. And it took us years to finally be able to come to America. Thank God, here I am. It was hard, but it was definitely worth it. Because, like, to be able to have the education and all, like, these opportunities, like, it's really a gift. Like, I'm on a podcast right now. So that's kind of something I wouldn't have imagined in back in Burma. And, like, my parents always tell me, you know, you have to work twice as hard because, like, I wasn't born here. And it took us, like, it took so much out of us to come here. And I don't want to waste that. I don't want to waste all the effort and money and energy. So I want to try my best. I want to. So that's I recommend this because I want to do be stuck in an office. I mean, like, I guess it's like there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like being able to do something you like is like a lot better than just, you know, just sitting in a cube. So, like, I don't want to do that. That's not why I came to America. I came to America to do something, to be something. And I feel like this could really be my chance. VIP Ignite could really be that one thing that could give me what I need.
Yeah. I wish that every person in the United States would listen to this podcast and hear what you just said, Blessing, because I think that so many times people who have been here take things for granted. And I love just how much, like, you are like, you know, listen, my parents brought me here for a reason, and I am going to make them proud, and I'm going to do things that I never thought were possible. And, like, listening to you say that just made me, like, so happy. You have no idea, because, again, like, there are so many people who take opportunities for granted. And the thing is, is that you have a huge opportunity presented to you, as is every person who lives in this country, whether you were born here or you moved here from another country. Like, everyone has an amazing opportunity to do amazing things. And I love the fact that you see that and you don't take that for granted and you're so excited about it. And you just inspired me. Now I want to do better things because you want to do better things.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad I inspired
someone.
That's
awesome. Oh, my gosh. You inspired me, and trust me, you're going to inspire a lot of my listeners, because when I share this, I'm going to tell everyone, you have to listen to this podcast, and you have to stop taking your life for granted, okay? I'm going to say it in my stern coach voice, too. I'm not even just going to say it in nice voice. No, thank you. Thank you for having such a great attitude, because so many people your age are just take life for granted, and obviously your journey has brought you to such a place where you don't take things for granted, but just know that I appreciate that so much.
Thank you. Or you're welcome.
No, I'm a little overwhelmed right now, Blessing, but that's awesome. So are you ready for the trick question of the podcast?
Oh, I am.
Okay, so when you become famous one day and you're changing the world, you're going to be featured on a magazine, I'm sure. So if you could choose any magazine to be featured on, which magazine would you be featured on and why?
Oh, gosh. Well, off the top of my head, I can't choose between Vogue and Forbes.
Okay.
I know those
well,
are,
Tell me why you want each one. How about that? I'll give you two because you've inspired me so much.
Okay. Thank you. Well, those are probably like the two most common ones. But anyways, Vogue, as you know, focuses more on like fashion and lifestyle and culture, and it has all it's covered. It has covered like all the major celebrities, and I would just be thrilled to be on it because, like, I get to share my story and like give tips on fashion and just inspire people with my work. And
awesome.
Forbes, whose main focus is on like business and entrepreneurship and things like that, it would be like such an honor to be categorized as one of the many successful people that they've covered. And like, I want to dabble with both, like not just like the beauty and lifestyle, but also like the business and leadership. So yeah.
That's a really big answer for a 14-year-old. So let's talk about business and leadership. What are your goals with that?
Leadership, it's very important because back in Burma, as a girl, as a young girl, I didn't really like, I wasn't like considered to be like big, you know, like back then, yeah. I guess. I don't know how it's like in Burma right now, but back then, I never really dreamt big because I thought, you know, I thought that was all to it. So, through leadership, I would love to like inspire everyone that sees my work, but I would like focus on especially the people in my country. And because I myself can't believe that I even have the opportunity to start my career out like this. And so I want to be able to show people that there's really nothing that's impossible. Because from the state of where I was in Burma compared to how it is in the U.S., it's like it's insane. It's crazy. So excuse my tacky words, but if you're really passionate about I want to show that if you're really passionate about something, you shouldn't give up on it just because of how things are looking down right now. You know, if you think about it, like I said, once you reach your goal, you're going to be doing something that you love, and it's not really a job. And to be doing something that you're actually interested in is a gift, and majority of the people don't have that. So hopefully when I become, like, big, I guess, for lack of better words. I would just maybe, you know, start like a program that helps talented people able to like show their work and their talent.
That's awesome. I mean, again, such a big answer for such a young person, but there are so many people throughout the world that, there are so many women, especially throughout the world, that are marginalized. Like, I know it's not only in Burma and in the East, in the Asian countries, but, like, in the Middle East, there are so many girls that never have a chance to pursue their dreams because of the political climate of their countries and of the, not only the political climate, but also the religious climate. So I love, again, that, like, you want to inspire. It seems to me like you don't just want to inspire a small group of people here, but you want to, and there are so many people that you want to inspire that that really need a voice. And it sounds to me like you're going to have the opportunity, whether you become a big name actress or not, just because at such a tender age, you have such big aspirations. Like, you can be a voice for millions of women and girls that don't have anyone to be their voice. So I think that's amazing, Blessing. I have to tell you.
Thank you.
This podcast is blowing me away. Like, I went through a whole weekend where I was crying. Every 5 minutes I was crying because I was so proud of people. I haven't even met you, but I want to definitely have to bring my waterproof mascara to Hollywood next year so that when I meet you, because I know it's just going to be, your parents are going to be like, Blessing, who is this crazy person who is coming up to you crying? And you're going to be like, it's just Denise. Don't worry. She's a crier. But it's just,
you're so
it's just
sweet.
Awesome.
Thank you.
It's just amazing. For me, it's awesome to talk to people. I get to talk to, again, so many people. And I love talking to, especially to younger people. I love talking to younger people that have a dream and a passion, because it feels to me, just by talking to you, that yes, your passion is to be an actress because you love portraying characters and you want to give them a voice. But it feels like you have a purpose that supersedes that. So I can't wait. I feel humbled that I get the opportunity to follow along with your career. I'm so excited.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, you're welcome. So we only have a couple more minutes. So since you've been acting and all for a while, I just have a question for you. If you could give someone a piece of advice on getting started in the entertainment industry, what piece of advice would you give them?
From, like, my point of view, my experience, although, like, I've only lived for 14 years, I would advise that you always be yourself. And I know this is so, so tacky, and you hear this, like, all the time, and, like, sometimes you won't really even know what it means. But for me, like, I went through, like, these different phases and personalities, and, like, I tried to find myself, quote-unquote, and people do that. People do that to see, like, who they are, like, the kind of person they are, and or, like, the kind of person they want to be, and, like, I've learned a lot through, like, my 14 years of living, and I just love genuinity and authenticity, because, like, those are, like, really important when you're doing this kind of business, because there are going to be, like, a lot of people that are, like, that are going to be the same, and, like, they're going to, like, go through these auditions, and, like, sometimes I think that, like, directors and producers look for something more than just you can memorize lines, like who you are, like, how you can work, and how, like the type of person you are, like, and follow directions, and, you know, stuff like that, little things like that.
Yeah.
And it's really it's really important because people, like, try to fit in, and, like, mm-hmm. trying to fit in, wanting to be normal, like, normal, it doesn't make a difference. So to be in this kind of industry, you want to be something other than ordinary. So that would be what I would want to advise.
Well, Blessing, I couldn't have said that better myself if I tried. Everything you said there was spot on. Like, you have to be full of yourself. And like you said, when you're going into a casting, the casting directors are definitely looking for something more than just someone who can memorize lines. So at the tender age of 14, anyone listening to this podcast has just gotten the best piece of advice they could from Blessing. So Blessing, I told you that this is going to be the fastest 30 minutes of your whole day. Can you believe that our time is already up?
No, I can't. I actually cannot.
I know, right? See, I always tell the truth. So I just want to thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for inspiring me today, and thank you for inspiring my audience.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Thank you for, like, taking the time to talk to a 14-year-old teenager.
Hey, your story is going to inspire more people than you have any idea. So thank you for sharing it with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too, Denise.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
I just want to thank everyone so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of the VIP Ignite podcast. I want you all to really take into account what Blessing said. And if you have any excuses, I want you to tear them up and throw them away, because that 14-year-old girl that I just interviewed has no excuses, and I don't think that you should either. If you enjoyed this episode of the VIP Ignite Live podcast, please make sure you hit subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or anywhere the podcast can be found. And if you are interested in learning how to become an actor, a model, or a musician, and you are interested in attending our next live networking event, please go to our website at ammsociety.com, where you can get registered for our next live webinar. Thank you so much, and have a great day.